The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, here we are on this Tuesday morning, 9:40 our time. You know, obviously one of the most frightening medical diagnoses that you can receive is a cancer diagnosis, and here to tell us a little bit more about being diagnosed with blood cancer like leukemia, lymphoma, is Nikki Yule. She is the director of the Information Resource Center at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, and thank you for joining us. I know the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does so much for cancer patients dealing with blood cancer. I want to talk a little bit about what this COVID-19 year has been like, though, for your organization and for people receiving such a diagnosis.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our mission, of course, is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, and improve the quality of life for patients and their families. And the pandemic and COVID-19, you know, we've ramped up our efforts. So we were fortunate in that most of our LLS support services and education programs are available by phone, email, and online platforms. So we had a reliable structure in place to safely continue our patient services, including education and support. Patients and caregivers were scared. They are scared and worried about safely accessing their treatment, understanding their risks of getting sick. And, you know, through our online chats, our LLS community, our information and support, blogs, podcasts, webcasts, we were able to relay this important COVID-19 information and support directly to our patients and caregivers.
Receiving a diagnosis like this can certainly turn your life upside down in a lot of ways, because now you have to determine what sort of care you're going to receive, what sort of treatment, how to do that, how to get to your appointments and things like that. And that's where your organization comes in, is kind of helping to manage that aspect of things for patients, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, our information specialists who are oncology professionals that specialize in blood cancer, you know, this is what we do. We want to connect people to the most up-to-date and accurate treatment information and support information to give them the best chance of success with their blood cancer. We have a clinical trial support center, again, making sure they're connected with cutting-edge treatments and research. We have free education resources and programs. We have free online support services now, mostly online, because, of course, our in-person services have been put on hold. Financial assistance and even personalized nutrition consultations, and all of this as a whole to really help patients cope and get through a very difficult time in their lives.
How is that connection between the patient and Leukemia and Lymphoma Society made? Does a doctor typically refer their patient to you, or do you seek them out? How does that all work?
Yeah, so, you know, doing radio programs just like this, you know, we want people to be able to call us at our 1-800-955-4572. So we get a lot of calls directly from patients and caregivers that are, you know, maybe they are at a brand new diagnosis and they're lost and they don't even know what questions to ask and they reach out to us, or it might be a financial need or an insurance question. We also get referrals directly from the physicians and the healthcare professionals. Will send us direct referrals to reach out to patients and get them connected early on.
Certainly, somebody who's newly diagnosed, the sooner that they can make that connection, the better, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one thing that's especially critical for any cancer, but especially for blood cancers, is, you know, we can help people at any stage throughout their blood cancer journey, all the way into survivorship, but by addressing information gaps, treatment, knowing all of their treatment options, maybe it's financial support or support needs. If we can do that early on, we can, you know, patients can avoid potential setbacks in their treatment, and we can minimize the financial and emotional stress that having a blood cancer often brings. We want to plug these resources in early to give patients the best chance of a successful outcome. And again, that also includes understanding and knowing what's available with clinical trials.
Right. Those are so important. Absolutely. I know that you're putting a big emphasis on trying to reach underserved communities, too, aren't you?
Yes. You know, underserved communities were already struggling before the pandemic, and it's just brought out those disparities even more, whether it's, you know, an urban versus a rural location, language barriers, access to health insurance, access to transportation, access to a specialist or disease information, and then just the economic distress in underserved communities. This can pose an extreme barrier for patients in many ways, including limiting their ability to access the care that they need. You know, at LLS, we say when dealing with a cancer diagnosis, no one should have to choose between paying household bills or getting the cancer treatment that they need. And at LLS, we can find ways to help patients overcome these challenges, provide them with personalized support, and connect them with information, resources, and support that they need to access this life-saving care and treatment.
Nikki, how can people get more information or connect directly with you?
Yeah, we would love for them to directly connect with us. You can reach us at the Information Resource Center at 1-800-955-4572, or please visit our website at lls.org.
All right, great information. Nikki, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.